have here in the studio Burl Sheldon. And on the phone, we have Melissa. Melissa, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
Good, good. First, before we jump into the show, two quick reminders to people. One is, if you haven't harvested your carrots, do it before the bears do. They are very willing to help you, and that might not be what you want. And secondly, we are up against frost warnings, so get any of those pots that are outside that you have perennials or bulbs or whatever in, get those in and undercover and protected. So this morning, yes, we have Burl on the line, and I think we have Darren Snyder. Do we have Darren?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can. Welcome.
Oh, great.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Missed seeing you at the fair this year, Darren.
Yeah,
and we're going to be talking about the Chilkat Valley Orchard Project. So,
oh, fun.
So, Burl, you want to give us a brief background on what's going on with that?
Before Burl gets to talk in here, Melissa, can you get a little bit closer to your phone? We're having trouble hearing you.
Oh, okay. I'll turn up the volume.
Okie doke. Thank you.
Well, firstly, we do have a number of quite old trees, old for our area, and there's trees around who that are dating back to around the period of some of the early homesteads. There's a number of homesteads in the town site area that had fruit trees, and we also have the native here, the Oregon crabapple, which you can see out at Chilkoot, out at the culture camp. The evolution of the Chilkat Valley Orchard Project started with Sue Chasen, who's the president of the Chilkat Valley Historical Society, and myself. And we started looking at a USDA specialty crop block grant. And right away, you're told by the folks at the State of Alaska DNR Agriculture Division that you need to have a professional expert involved with this project if you're not a professional expert yourself, and we weren't. And so we contacted our agricultural extension agent, who's based in Juneau, Darren Snyder, and have struck up a partnership, in effect, to promote and assist and coordinate the development of more successful fruit tree orchards in the Chilkat Valley area. And that's really the principal goal of the project.
Okay, thank you. So, Darren, you want to talk a little bit about what your role is with this project?
Sure, I'd love to. First off, my name is Darren Snyder. I am based here in Juneau, and I am with the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. And this project is just right up the line of what I love to see our university engaged in. And that's the role of the extension, is to find what's needed in the communities and help support it. So I'm a generalist in agriculture and horticulture. So what I've been doing so far is just helping with the organization and helping with some of the resources that we're putting together for community outreach. We are kind of being fluid with how COVID is affecting the project, and I'm trying to help in that regard as well, of course. But I'm just really excited about finding out how we can gain more knowledge and then have more to share out with folks throughout Haines and then beyond into other parts of Southeast Alaska. I'm really excited about this as a long-term citizen science type of project, and I'm just really here to support and just help this be a successful project.
Okay, thank you, Darren. So, Burl, you want to kind of be a little more specific on the goals and the purposes of the project?
Sure. Let's just rattle down a few here. Basically, it's a project to... Well, there's clearly an opportunity in our area. We have a history of successful tree fruit cultivation. At the time of the early pioneers, when these original trees were planted, there was a colder climate than there is today. We are definitely, as we all know, in a warming environment. So there's really unmet potential for greater effect in terms of food security and total economic contribution from fruit trees. And when you look around, as I'm sort of an amateur orchardist and a former educator, in looking at what we know about orcharding and how fruit trees are cultivated and how that's different than, say, planting a spruce tree in the ground, quite different. And they involve a lot of different aspects of learning and knowledge that promote fruit growth and plant vigor. You recognize that there's a lot of folks who would like to know more, and there's actually a need for better knowledge generally in the people's, in the individuals who have a space for this and want to do it. We've just seen recently how important the issues of wildlife are, in that we have vigorous moose and bear populations. And when we're talking about an orchard, a fruit tree area, and if somebody wanted to plant a tree or two or three or five outside of a fence, I would discourage them. I'd be very discouraging towards their doing that, because I've watched these legacy trees get continually beat up year after year. And I've also watched people who had a beautiful, vigorous tree in their yard and had it knocked down completely and broken off. So expanding the knowledge and the skill, identifying and assessing local property and selectively advising property owners that have significant new orchard production areas that can strengthen our fruit tree production and food security. And then organizing to support the long-term success of tree fruit cultivation. And we have another partner who's not on the call, and that's the American Bald Eagle Foundation. And the Henderson Farm property is obviously remarkable from the standpoint of soil and solar access and water access. And we are going to be partnering them to put a small portion of that property into an experimental orchard with the support and the assistance of UAF and the Cooperative Extension. And also working on a Fruit Growers Association as we get into the second year of this project, which would be in 2022.
Okay. So Henderson Farm has a nice slope to it that's very similar to what Blythe Carter has for her property. They're pretty close together there, and mm-hmm. she's grown some amazing fruit. If anybody had a chance to get any of her plums at the farmer's market, wow.
I did.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. So who are some of the local folks that are going to be helping with the project?
Well, you mentioned Blythe, and I think Blythe is a couple light years ahead of most people in this, and Blythe also has a very strong connection to a permaculture strategy. She has livestock involved, ducks, chickens, rabbits, that really are a driver for her success. And it's very interesting from a soil standpoint, because Blythe's property, which is two stone throws from the Henderson farm, has rather hard clay soil, whereas the Henderson farm has this crazy black, mm-hmm. beautiful loamy soil. So it's really different, patchy.
Well, the Henderson property was cow pasture mm-hmm. at one time. So I think that has just helped that whole area.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes a huge, huge difference. And Blythe has done a lot of research, too.
Yes, she has. Yeah. We also have Rob Goldberg, who has put apples both indoors, and Rob applied for and successfully built, he got a grant 10-11 years ago for a fruit tree greenhouse, which he has, and he has trees that are in the range of 30 years old, both indoors and outdoors.
Wow.
The indoor trees would not be so old. We have a very valuable contributor to this project. Rob Bishop is a nursery operator and a fruit tree grower who is based in Hoonah. And both Rob Bishop and Blythe Carter are growing Honeycrisp apples, ripening Honeycrisp apples outdoors.
Wow.
And I would encourage anyone to go to the website alaskaapplefarmer.com. Alaska Apple Farm, excuse me, alaskaapplefarm.com, and see Rob Bishop's video at the bottom of the webpage. It's just great. And then Ed Byarski is another partner in this hijinks, who is Ed's Edible Landscaping in Juneau and has a lot of experience with fruit tree propagation.
Okay, great. I'm so glad that you've got some good local knowledge in there, because it's so important to have. It's not easy to grow fruit trees in this area. So what are some things that property owners might learn from there if they get involved with this project?
Why don't I let Darren have a crack at that?
Hi, Darren.
Yeah, hi. So what we're hoping to do is to, and you're asking about benefits to homeowners?
Right, yeah, what they might learn.
Yeah, absolutely. So this could be, I'm sorry, I have a feedback in my headset, so I'm just trying to deal with it here properly.
You sound good, though. It sounds fine, Darren, from this
side. Okay, good. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're hoping to have homeowners, but, and then also prospective commercial orchardists learn is to kind of how to assess their land and to see what might be possible. And so we're going to be looking at successful properties and doing tours and doing soils assessments, finding out what parts of people's land would be best to be growing fruit trees, whether we're talking about a single or just a few or maybe even a larger orchard. There's such a wide range of environments within the Chilkat Valley. I mean, especially if you start thinking about further up towards the border, that the variation just is so widely ranged. And you know, we have the examples of growing out in the open, as Burl just mentioned. But there's a lot of great work building on the knowledge that, like, what Rob has with his structure, but also using high tunnels, which is what Rob Bishop there in Hoonah is doing and getting some great results. We just have a lot more control, of course, over the pollination and the ripening potential and harvest potential and just the success of these plants. So we just hope that folks are able to participate and who are interested in learning more, especially those who really think that they might be able to get a few trees in the ground with our assistance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're almost out of time here, but how can people get in touch to get more information and to get involved with this?
Great question, and it's a little early in the evolution, but not real early. I've been working on a website. In fact, just spoke to somebody about that this morning. And for now, let's have people contact me directly, and they can send me an email. And my email is, so it's not connected at this time with the Chilkat Valley Historical Society's website, but it will be. But contact me directly at my personal email, burls58@yahoo.com. And I will put you in the loop. I think of this as just, I'm thrilled to be, successful to have had this opportunity with Sue Chasen and the Chilkat Valley Historical Society. I think it really has great promise for our region, and we can be very specific and really drill down and look very specifically, and this is what we're focusing on, to help an individual property owner maximize the benefit. in terms of fruit tree cultivation, or in, you know, in some soil testing and just seeing what's going on their property and thinking about it from an objective standpoint.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Darren, and thanks, Burl. As we're going into winter, this is a good time for people to be thinking about some site assessments.
That's so exactly
you
right.
You can really pay attention to when we have sun, if you know what the sun situation is now, because we're after solstice, after equinox, and you know, so what we have now is about equivalent to what we have in February for light, so that's good to pay attention to, and also to pay attention to wind, and how snow drifts and things might affect your plants, your trees, if you decide to go this route. So, Joni, I think, are we out of time?
Yep, you are. Yes, but thank you so much. This was very interesting. Thank you, Burl and Melissa and Darren.
Yes, thank you both. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.